Tilda and the Quatsch Monster, the best of friends, it's obvious. Swinging over houses, riding on their bikes to the moon.
Hello, listener! It's me, Matt, the author of the story you're about to hear. I am alone in the studio today. I have locked the door. We're not going to have any unexpected visitors in this episode because this is a big one. This is a really important moment in the story, the moment that we've all been waiting for, that I've been building up to. We're going into Quatsch Monster's house. We're going to walk around there with Tilda and Quatsch Monster and check it out. And, you know, now that we're here, I'm a little bit worried that it's not going to be as great as everybody expects. I'm a little bit worried that I'm going to disappoint you. I'm going to disappoint myself. I'm going to disappoint Tilda, I guess. You know, it's like a birthday. You know, if you're looking forward to your birthday all year long, and imagine that you woke up and instead of like a pile of pancakes or cake or whatever for breakfast, you get old bread. And you open up your presents and you get like one glove and like a book with no pages in it. And then at your party, people show up and they come to the party, but they nobody wants to be there. Like everybody wants to, you know, leave. They're all looking at their watches and maybe they're being mean to you or they're being mean to each other. How terrible would that be? Those are terrible things anyway, but then you're also like expecting it to be great. So I really don't want that to happen with this chapter. So I'm going to ask you now to find wherever your expectations are in your mind. Get rid of them. Throw them out. Don't expect anything cool from this chapter. I want you to expect this is going to be a very boring birthday. It's going to be the worst birthday you ever had, this next chapter. And if you expect that, I think you're really going to like this chapter. I hope you enjoy it. Chapter 4, Quatsch Monster's Amazing House. After the Voot Monsters had been cleared out, Quatsch Monster's house was a disaster. The animal-headed, worm-bodied creatures had slithered and burped their way through every room they could gain access to, leaving the place in total chaos. But as he stood in the demolished entryway to his home, Quatsch just shrugged it off.
"Looks like it was a pretty good party. No big D. My roommates can take care of this."
Clapping his hands, their host summoned 1,000 bug-sized robots who sprang to attention.
"Okay, guys, let's get this place cleaned up. We have guests,"
the furry blob ordered. There was a mechanical whirring sound as the tiny robots started clearing trash, fixing furniture, fluffing pillows, and rehanging pictures. When everything was spotless and orderly, the mass of tiny machines moved on to the next room.
"So, who wants a smoothie?"
their host asked, rubbing together his long pink hands. Boom stuck a leafy arm into the air.
"Oh, me. Me wants a whatever that is."
Stretching out a single finger, the magical blob pulled on a nearby candlestick. There was a grinding sound like a blender. Glasses popped into place. With three distinct squishes, orange, pink, and day-glow green, a colorful sludge squirted out of the candlestick and plopped into each of the glasses.
"So, who's drinking what?"
Quatsch asked, helping himself to the glowing green drink.
"I'll take the schnorts blurst if nobody else wants it."
Boom snatched the glass of pink smoothie, stuck the straw in his nose, and inhaled. He choked and coughed.
I think mine is broken.
Tilda hesitated. Thanks, but I don't think I can relax until I know how I'm getting home.
We'll just take the bus,
Quatch said, casually stirring his drink.
There's a bus? Tilda gasped with joy. Great! Where do we get on? Do we need to buy tickets?
It's my bus, so no. We just have to go to my garage, which is locked. And,
For a moment, Quatch was lost in thought, slurping the last drops of his glowing green smoothie. Tilda immediately realized why her friend had trailed off.
Don't tell me you lost the key to your garage?
Well, obviously it's here somewhere,
Quatch said.
We just might have to look for it.
Okay, Tilda sighed. Where should we start looking? Quatch chucked his now empty glass over his shoulder. A tiny robot caught it mid-air and carried it away. Their host then swiped his hand along an empty golden frame on the wall, activating a digital map of the house.
Okay, let's see. The east wing has been under construction for the last 79 years, so we could skip that. I always empty my pockets before I go to the basement, so we don't need to look underground. That leaves about 1,443 rooms that we need to check.
If Tilda had been drinking her smoothie, she would have spit it out.
1,443? How are we supposed to search that many rooms?
Boom! I have an idea. Why don't we ask those cute little robo things for help?
The smoothie-covered tree rabbit suggested. Tilda looked at him, mouth agape.
Boom, she echoed. That is a really great idea.
Quatch Monster rolled his eyes.
I was totally about to suggest that.
Clapping his hands, he reassembled his roommates.
Okay, everybody, listen up. I am looking for this key, which opens the garage.
He waved towards the framed screen on the wall, and the image of a simple brass key appeared.
The first one to find it gets exclusive access to the oil lounge for 1 week.
The tiny robots chirped and chatted, apparently very excited by the offer.
Okay, but listen, me and my friends are going to be looking too. If we find it first, nobody gets the prize. And we're shutting down the oil lounge for a year,
Quatch said firmly. The robots went silent. Then they scattered off in all directions.
Sometimes you have to motivate these guys,
Quatch explained.
Otherwise, they lose focus.
He led them to a narrow hallway, which was so long Tilda couldn't see the other end of it. The walls were covered with striking blue wallpaper. Circular openings lined both sides like portholes on a ship stretching to infinity. Above each opening was a small rectangular sign. Tilda read a few of the labels aloud. Climbing studio, gaming room, breakfast nook, burning room. Her voice trailed off. What's in the burning room?
It's not what you think. Every room is 100% totally safe. Nothing actually burns in the burning room. Come on, I'll show you.
But Tilda didn't move. How about we start somewhere else, she suggested. The floating place sounds nice.
Boring,
Quatch Monster groaned. Then to the fastest rabbit in the world, he said,
what do you think?
But their friend was already climbing into one of the openings.
I've got a good feeling about this one, you guys. See you later.
Then, just like that, he disappeared down the hole. Tilda read the label to see where Boom was headed. Muck, slime, and stink pit? Quatch Monster shrugged.
Gotta keep the muck, slime, and stink somewhere. Come on, pick your tube and climb in.
When Tilda got the nerve to crawl into the opening for the floating place, she was sucked down a tube and sent spinning down, up, left, right, and looping in all directions. After a few very intense seconds, she dropped out of the tube, splash landing in warm black liquid. Wherever she was now, it was completely dark, except for a faint purple light. The silence was broken only by the sound of rippling water. Tilda knew she should look for the key, but something about this place made her want to do absolutely nothing. She closed her eyes and let her body float like a piece of driftwood, slowly turning in circles. Then, something burst out of the water right next to her face.
Are you relaxed yet?
Quatch Monster yelled.
Come on, next room. Let's keep it moving.
He pulled Tilda up onto a beach of glowing green sand towards an opening which was labeled with a red exit sign. Shouldn't we look for the key first? Tilda asked sleepily.
No point. I never come in here,
her friend answered.
Come on, I get to pick the next room.
The exit tube spit them out in another endlessly long hallway, this time with red wallpaper instead of blue. Tilda read a few of the labels in the row of round openings. Bouncing room, swimming arena, clothes closet, barefoot surfing. Have you been in any of these rooms recently? Quatch Monster stroked his chin with long, stretchy fingers. Then he said simply,
Annoying room.
Tilda made a face. Why would you go to a room which is annoying?
It's worth checking out, he said. I've been spending a lot of time in there recently.
Then they were going down the twisty, turny tube which ejected them onto a hard concrete floor. The noise caught the attention of a shoddy robot on a mechanical stick at the center of the otherwise empty room. It was wearing a poorly fitting suit and had blinking lights on its head in the shape of a face. When it spoke, its arms and legs flopped about like it was being controlled by a bad puppeteer. Oh boy, visitors, exactly the thing I did not ask for. What do you want?
Oh, nothing. We just came to eat some corn chips,
Quatch Monster said. Then he reached into his pocket, pulled out a handful of chips, and stuffed them into his mouth.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
The robot put its hands to its head. Stop! Oh, that is so annoying. Quatch Monster crunched louder.
Crunch.
What? I can't hear you over the sound of these delicious chips in my mouth.
Knock it off. You're spitting crumbs everywhere when you talk.
Quatch offered a handful of chips to Tilda, but she declined. No, thank you. Do you come here just to annoy this poor robot? The robot turned its attention towards Tilda.
Hey, do you always sound so annoying, or is this a special occasion?
Tilda frowned. I think I want to go somewhere else.
Oh, ready to leave already? Ugh, that is so typical.
Just let me do one more thing,
Quatch Monster said. Then he pressed a button and a microphone rose up out of the floor. Karaoke music began to play, and Quatch started to sing.
Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you.
Stop it. I hate that song.
Tilda dragged her friend towards the exit and forced him, still singing, down the tube. Their next stop was the lazy room, where Tilda landed in the biggest, coziest chair that she had ever sat in. A mechanical arm appeared in front of her, offering her a tray of cakes and desserts.
Would you like a snack, madam?
came a pleasant, robotic voice. "Oh, thank you," Tilda answered, reaching for a bowl of chocolate pudding. But the mechanical arm pulled the tray away. A second arm appeared with a spoon, scooping up a bit of pudding and bringing it to her mouth.
"Please sit back and be lazy, madam."
"Okay, but actually I have to..." Before she could finish, a screen dropped down in front of her, playing a cartoon she had seen somewhere before.
"Would madam like some entertainment?"
Tilda pushed away the screen. "I'm actually looking for a key." Another robotic arm appeared, offering a selection of golden keys on a tray.
Thanks, but none of those look like the one I'm looking for," she said. "If you don't mind, I'll just take a look around."
"If Madame is not ready to be lazy, then she should please leave and stop disturbing the other guests."
Tilda stood up and saw her two friends, just a few feet away from her, each seated in their own luxurious chair. Quatch was watching a movie on a huge screen a few inches from his face, while a robotic arm unwrapped little candies for him and popped them into his mouth. Boom, meanwhile, was getting a full-body massage while two robotic arms fluffed and trimmed his leaves.
"Hee-hee-hee-hee-hee," the tree rabbit giggled. "Oh, that tickles."
After she convinced her friends to leave this room, they found themselves in yet another endlessly long hallway, this time with yellow wallpaper. Tilda was starting to feel desperate. "How are we supposed to find a key in this place if you guys won't even help me look?" she moped. "I'm never going to get home." Quatch Monster wrapped a stretchy arm around her shoulders and lifted up her eyes so she was looking at him square in his silly face.
"I need to be honest with you, Tilda," he said. "I haven't really been trying to find the key because, well, when we find it, then you're just going to want to leave. And I don't want you to go."
"That's really sweet," Tilda replied. "But this is your home, not mine. I can't stay here forever."
"I know," her friend mumbled. "Would you be mad if I told you? I'm pretty sure I know where the key is."
"Of course not," Tilda smiled. "But then you have to tell me right now, okay? Where is it?"
"In probably my favorite room in this entire house,"
Quatch Monster paused for dramatic effect.
"I call it Roller Coast U."
That wraps it up for this episode. If you would like a digital copy of our first book, just send us a picture of your favorite part of the story today. You can reach us at quatchmonsterpodcast@gmail.com or on Instagram. Thanks for listening.